Hello, hello, and welcome to The Fierce Life with your host. That's me, Conceita Thomas. I'm excited to be jumping into today's episode with you. But before I even try, let me just warn you, it may sound like an episode of The Quiet Storm today because it is storming outside and there is nowhere that I can go where you won't be able to hear that at all. But rest assured, it's really a podcast episode. It is not the late night quiet storm on your local radio station. Anyway, we're going to be talking today about walking for weight loss. What's all the hype about and why it may or may not work for you? If you have social media, then you've probably noticed more and more people are talking about walking for weight loss. If you go back maybe about 5 years ago, like nobody was talking about that. It was all about HIIT and burpees and Peloton and all the rage. And now you've probably noticed that almost everybody is talking about walking for weight loss. And so if you're just wondering, like, what is going on? What's the shift? Should I even be paying attention to this? Then you definitely want to listen to this episode. So go ahead, grab your favorite beverage, grab a pen and a paper, jam out to the show tunes, then meet me on the other side of the music. Welcome to The Fierce Life, presented by Conceita Thomas. This podcast is designed to give you the food and fitness strategies, tools, and inspiration that you need to create sustainable results without making the process a second job. You will save the mental and emotional energy that's normally drained by this process, and instead use that energy to live your most fierce life. Hello, welcome back to the show. This is episode number 121, where we're going to be talking about walking for weight loss. What's all the hype about? Why it may or may not work for you? And definitely, you don't want to be walking when it sounds like that outside, at least not outside. But anyhow, as I mentioned before the show tunes, you've probably noticed that, like, it may seem like all of a sudden, overnight, everybody's talking about walking. People are telling you, hey, make sure you get your steps. Did you know that even if you work out, if you're not walking, that could be the secret solution to unlocking your weight loss? You probably seen it everywhere. I've seen it just from your local influencers to some of the biggest names in fitness. All of a sudden are just like, it's all the rage. Everybody's talking about it. And you may be wondering, like, what is going on? Why all of a sudden is everybody talking about this? Well, I will tell you, if you've been rocking with me, you know I've been talking about walking for weight loss probably at least a decade. Can't remember when I first became aware of all of the many benefits that walking has for everything but weight loss. But I do remember that one of the first people in the fitness industry that I heard really explaining it well, why it was so important, was one of my mentors, Dr. Jay Tita. Shout out to him if you don't know him. But really, a decade ago, this was not really something that was being talked about in mainstream fitness. Like, walking for weight loss was usually like reserved for like seniors at the mall. Like, this was not a message that was being broadcast in mainstream fitness, fitness platforms, I guess you could call it. So the first thing I noticed is that, real talk, some of your favorite fitness personalities are getting older. Period, point blank. So you heard me say that it's something that we've often thought about as exercise for old people. And real talk, many of your favorite fitness influencers and personalities and coaches, we are approaching that category of what we used to consider to be old people. So no, we're not old at 40 something years old, but still. And so with getting older, really what happens is experience, right? Experience, personal experience, more professional growth, and really recognizing and realizing the detriment of too much high intensity exercise, especially for women over 40. So I will say that, and at the younger ages, in your 20s and 30s, many of us can get away with tons of like hit and Tabata here and there, and all these moderate intensity, long duration workouts, and still lose weight. Now, for some of us, It really doesn't even work that well, even in our 20s and 30s, but most folks can get away with that. But especially as you age, that stuff starts to backfire. Unfortunately, many of the people in the fitness industry don't necessarily have background being on the other side of the fitness industry. What am I saying? Many of them have not been overweight before, have not had a weight problem, have not ever experienced being active and doing workouts and having that stuff just not work. So oftentimes, even though there may be research out there, we are sometimes a little bit biased to our own experiences. So now, as the population of fitness professionals, fitness influencers, fitness celebrities even are getting older, some of them who maybe never had a weight problem ever are starting to experience what those of us who maybe came up against this problem earlier on in life were experiencing. And with personal pain comes curiosity and eventually purpose. So that is part of the reason why you're seeing so many more people talk about it. And honestly, a lot recognizing just how sedentary even most people are, especially in America, even people who are fitness enthusiasts. So I know I've heard quite a few fitness personalities who are now talking about walking all the time, saying that, hey, I used to go to the gym this much, but I never realized how little I was walking at it in track steps. I thought that was, too soft, not hardcore, something for the very old and unfit crowd. However, for whatever reason, I started wearing an activity tracker. And lo and behold, I was floored at how little I moved, even though I went to the gym religiously every single day. So, a combination of personal experience, the fitness influencers, celebrity coaches getting older, and then having those experiences and then researching why that is happening. And then, quite frankly, for some people who maybe haven't had that experience, more people are talking about it. So, what happens when more people are talking about it? If you're in the fitness space and you're a professional, you look it up, you research it, you realize it. And even if you haven't had personal experience with walking for weight loss being important, you start talking about it too because you realize it's important. And even if it's not important for you yet, it might be important for those in your audience. So, that is why probably over the last, maybe I would even say year and a half, you've seen all of a sudden all these people who were hardcore fitness people all of a sudden talking about walking all the time. So if it's caught you off guard and you're wondering what in the world is going on, there you go. Now you know. So now that you know why that's happened, let's talk about the basics of walking for weight loss. house and why it works. And I'm going to tell you why it works. Three main reasons why it works. Now, these are not the only benefits that you get from walking, but in the context of a conversation about weight loss, these are the three main things you want to understand about walking. Number one, it increases your activity and calories burned, period, point blank. So even if you are going to the gym daily and you're doing hard workouts, you're lifting, maybe doing some HIIT training, whatever, you are maybe in a single gym session burning somewhere like 300, 400 calories. And if you're like really killing it and getting after it, like maybe 600 calories. But if you burn that much, you were at the gym for a considerable amount of time and you did a whole lot. Now, let's just say you do that every single day. Let's just say it's 400 calories, right? Let's pick a number somewhere in the middle. So let's just say it's 400 calories that you're burning at the gym. And let's say you did that every single day. That's 7 days a week. That'll be 2,800 calories. That's not even the energetic equivalent of 1 pound. So walking can help you increase your activity level and your calories burned without really pounding on your joints. Because if you think about it, if that's a really hard workout that you're at the gym for maybe 45 minutes an hour and you only get about 400 calories, you're not going to, most people are not going to double that to get more calories. And even if you did double that to get more calories, you would have, there would be some drawbacks to doing that. Okay. So achy joints, potentially injuries, maybe not recovering as well, definitely hunger and cravings going up. And then if you respond to those that increase in hunger and cravings, caloric deficit going goodbye. So if we're doing this for weight loss, then you could see how that's going to be counterproductive. So walking is an easy way to increase your activity and your calories burned. The second benefit, or second reason why it works, is because it enhances your recovery. So I don't know if you've ever done this, but I've definitely had this experience. Maybe you go to the gym and you really get after it. You have a great workout, but it was maybe a little bit too great and you're sore, like really sore for a couple days. And maybe the workouts that you have planned for those next days, you don't do because you're too sore to do them. Or you go to the gym and you attempt them, but you end up modifying them significantly because you're just not recovered well enough in order to do them. Now, if you're walking, in addition to doing your workouts, you get more blood circulation, you are going to recover better and you're going to recover more quickly. So you'll be able to get back after your other workouts, your weightlifting workouts, muscle building workouts, more regularly, and you'll be able to stay consistent there. And that's going to have a benefit for you when it comes to sustainable weight loss. But the third and final reason why walking for weight loss works that has to do with your food is that it just helps to reduce cortisol and therefore cravings. So you may notice that if you just go outside every single day and just take a 10-minute walk, in addition to everything else that you're doing, you may find that you're calmer, you feel a little bit more chilled out, and you're just not craving as much as you normally would be. So obviously, if you're not craving, you're not having to fight cravings, which means you're not succumbing to cravings, which means you're not getting those extra unintentional calories that you would otherwise get. And so those are three reasons why walking as part of a weight loss regimen can be really, really helpful. However, you may be thinking, Conceita, I've walked before. I've tried this before. I did not get results from walking, girl. Well, that's fine. You're not alone. Okay. That can be a common experience. And there are a couple reasons why. So I want to talk to you next about like where we go wrong when it comes to walking for weight loss. So the first place we go wrong is we hear a podcast like this, or we see a social media post, and especially if it's one of those that are a little bit more alarmist, it's like, oh my gosh, all of this working out is just killing your hormones. And what you really need to be doing is walking. And you get in a little bit of a panic. And let's say you were doing other higher intensity exercise that burned a lot of calories. And you're like, oh my gosh, I'm wrecking my hormones. I should stop right now. And I'm just going to walk. Okay, so if you do that, what will happen is, especially if you do a one-for-one replacement where you're like, okay, I used to do 30 minutes of HIIT every day, which by the way, should not be doing 30 minutes of HIIT every day, but I know people that have been. So let's just say you're like, oh, every day I do 30 minutes of HIIT. I now learn that that's not great for me. So I'm going to stop doing that and I'm going to walk for 20 or 30 minutes instead. Well, let me just tell you, if you were doing 20 or 30 minutes of really getting after it and you replace that with 20 or 30 minutes of walking, you are definitely going to decrease the amount of calories that you're burning. Now, depending upon how you were eating and how much of a deficit you were creating with your eating versus your exercise, that may just be enough to be in caloric balance, meaning you stop losing weight, or to be in a caloric surplus where you actually start gaining weight, even though you're spending the same amount of time exercising. Why? Because higher intensity exercise is going to burn more calories. So if you are someone who is already doing, high intensity exercise on a regular basis and you replace all of that with walking, you are decreasing your caloric burn, and that might be just enough to take you out of a deficit. So if you've done something like that before and you're like, Conchita, walking just doesn't work for me, you now know what went wrong. And you now understand that number one, you don't have to cut out all of your high intensity exercise. You can keep a day or two in there if it's something you enjoy and it's something that doesn't make you crave like crazy and it's something that your joints don't cry about. And you can walk on the other days. And fun fact, so if you're normally doing high intensity exercise for like 20 to 30 minutes per day, and you were doing that, and that was part of your caloric deficit, you may need to walk like 40 minutes, 60 minutes a day. But don't fear, that does not mean you have to go to the gym and hop on a treadmill and stay there for that amount of time. That just means you need to accumulate that much over the span of a day, and that's very easy to do. As a matter of fact, let me know. You can DM me over on Instagram and let me know if you want me to do an episode about all the different ways that you can be getting in steps without having to go and dedicate 45 minutes, an hour every day to a dedicated walk where you take time away from your day. I have several ways that I do it. If you want that to be a podcast episode, just let me know. DM me, Conceita Thomas, over on Instagram. All right. So that was the first place where we went wrong. Let's go to number two. The second place where we go wrong is accumulating steps throughout the day versus intentional walking. Now, you may be saying, Cassita, you just said I can do that. What do you mean? Here's what I mean. I mean, you smack on a Fitbit or an Apple Watch, and you just, throughout the day, you see how many steps you're accumulating, and you make it a point to move more throughout your day. Maybe you park further, maybe you take an extra trip when you're going up the stairs to put things away instead of trying to get everything in one trip. You take multiple trips and you make little tweaks like that to increase your movement. Now, I will say that for most folks and for many of my clients, this is where we start. However, if you have been doing that already, or if you're like, Conchita, I'm walking and I'm not losing weight from walking, then what I will tell you is it's probably time to graduate from that strategy. Again, that's a 1.0 strategy. It absolutely works. If you are also getting an intentional walk each day, maybe 20 minutes, 10 minutes, 30 minutes, depending upon whatever works for you, and you're accumulating additional steps that way by just moving around, that works. However, if that is the only way that you are getting steps, and your weight loss either never started, or it was you had weight loss going and that stopped, then that can be a reason why. Let's move on to number three. Number three is because if you are walking and you're like, Conchita, it's not working for me for weight loss, this is the third reason. Third thing that could be going wrong is you are not maintaining and or building muscle. Okay, so walking burns calories. Yes, it's a low intensity way to burn calories without provoking hunger, without stoking up those cravings. However, if you are also, I'm saying wasting away, those are the words that are coming to mind. Oh my gosh. If you are also wasting away, meaning at this age, friend, 40 plus, unless we are doing something about it, i.e. lifting weights, we are losing muscle. And if we are doing that, even if we're walking, even if we're getting enough, as we lose muscle, when we move, number one, we're burning less energy when we move. And number two, our body requires less energy just to live. So if we are completely ignoring our muscle and we're just walking and we're like, it's not working, that may be why. So it may not be that walking doesn't work for you, but you're walking, but you're also losing muscle every year. And especially if you're losing weight. And so that may be the reason why the walking is not working for you anymore. So it's time to pay attention to that muscle, maintain it, lift weights, get enough protein, but keep the muscle on your frame. It's important for so many reasons. All right, number four. Fourth thing that could be going wrong, and this is I see this all the time, is that we're not being consistent enough with our walking to maintain the caloric deficit that we could create with our walking so that we get and keep producing results. What am I saying? This is almost the walking equivalent of burning it off. And I tell my clients all the time, we talk about if you need to create a deficit and you can do it with food or you can do it with movement, which one are we going to pick? And for a lot of my clients, it makes the most sense to do it with food because they have full lives, dynamic schedules, but they always eat, right? So they can count on if they learn how to create a deficit with their meals, and as long as the meals are satisfying and filling, even as life starts lifing and the schedule gets crazy, they can keep doing that. But if they are creating the deficit mostly by doing a bunch of exercise to burn calories when life starts lifing, it's very hard. And for most of them, they will not maintain that. And so what will happen is your deficit is always coming and disappearing and reappearing and disappearing, and therefore you will not get results. So if you are using walking as your primary weight loss tool and you're not being consistent with it, you know, let's say you're like, okay, I can see that I'm getting 8,000 steps. And 1 week you did it 2 days, another week you did it 4 days, another week you did it 3 days. It's kind of hit and miss. You never get to that 5 or 6 days every week. Then that can be a reason why. Not that walking isn't working, but that you're not doing it consistently enough to see a weight loss result from it. And then the fifth way, and this is my favorite way, okay? You already know I'm going to go here. If we have an episode and I don't talk about getting your eating right, you might want to come check my post and make sure that was really me that recorded the episode. The fifth way that we set ourselves up to not get results when it comes to walking for weight loss is that we are not addressing our eating. Okay, listen. I've said this so many times, I'm going to say it again. We are women of a particular age, 40 and over. The burn it off days, if they ever worked for you, they're gone. If they never worked for you, they're not going to start to work now. Whether you were trying to burn it off with step aerobic and high low, or if you're now trying to burn it off with walking. So addressing your eating, making sure that you are getting enough protein, getting enough fiber, getting what you need in your meals to be satisfied, starch, fat, having enough carbohydrates to recover and feel energized, but not so much that they become fat stores, having enough fat to remain healthy and have a good hormonal balance, but not so much that you're racking up the calories. There's no way around addressing your eating if you want to lose weight and keep it off as a woman who's 40 or over. Now, just like I mentioned with accumulating steps versus intentional walking, many people will find that they can get some exciting initial results just from walking consistently. Because here's the thing, if you are walking 10,000 steps per day, let's just say you got motivated and you were like, oh my gosh, I need to be walking. And your food was whatever your food was, but you started walking 10,000 steps a day. Okay. What would happen is you'd burn about 500 calories. And over 7 days, that's 3,500 calories, which is the energetic equivalent of a pound. So let's say that your food did not change at all. You have now decreased your overall caloric intake that week by 3,500 calories. And so that might just be enough to start seeing the weight come off. But our bodies adjust to anything that we do. So if you are walking, you continue to walk 10,000 steps. If it was on flat terrain before, and if it was at about a 3.0 mile per hour speed, and it stays that way, at some point that weight loss will stop. Now, granted, oh, well, Conchita, couldn't I just do 15,000 steps? Couldn't I go faster? Couldn't I maybe do an incline and keep getting some results? Yes. However, with exercise, you're always going to hit a ceiling. There's going to be a ceiling to how much you can do. And so that is why we also need to make sure that we are addressing our eating. So now, if you don't know how to do that, a free resource that I do have for you to get started with that, it's called the Figure Friendly Meal Checklist. So it's a checklist, but more than being a checklist, it helps you understand how to fix your plate, what needs to be on your plate, approximately how much, and in what proportion to each other you need. So if that's something you need help with, if you hear me say get your eating right and you're not quite sure exactly what that means, then I would recommend that you get that resource. It's over at ConchitaThomas.com/checklist, and I will link that in the show notes. So that is all I have to share in this episode. Let me know again if you want an episode where I break down to you like how you could possibly create your own walking strategy, like how you can know like how many steps you approximately need to be doing and how to switch it up and what to do. Let me know. Again, you can DM me over on Instagram. And as I always say, if you have listened this far, like if when you learn something, you need to do something. So your fierce follow-up for this episode, should you choose to accept it, is to decide, hey, is walking for weight loss right for you? Are you doing a bunch of high intensity cardio? Are your joints telling you they don't like it? Is the weight still not coming off? Or does it come off but only stay off if you spend 50, 11 hours every single week in the gym? Do you need to start walking or change up how you're walking? Think about what we talked about in this episode and let me know. DM me over on Instagram. Also, I would love if you would leave a 5-star review of this podcast. It helps the podcast out. It basically tells whichever platform you're listening on that this podcast is creating value, and then they'll show it to more people who may be interested in getting this same type of value. Finally, if you have enjoyed it and you've listened this far, go ahead and share it out on social media. Take a screenshot of the episode. Share the biggest takeaway that you got from this episode in your stories over on Instagram or Facebook and tag me. But if you're not ready to go public with our relationship, just share it with a friend. Text the episode to a friend that you think would find it helpful. All right, that's all I have. Seriously, this time, fierce friend. Until next time, stay fierce.